This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, Alice at 97.3.
We are.
Yeah, we are. Yep. That's a short song, that the Lumineers.
Oh, okay.
Short. It starts up and you're immediately like, oh, it's time to go. Okay. 2 minutes. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. And oh my God, it's Friday. Look at the sun went away. How weird. It's like fogged in.
Fog. Yeah, that's it's a weird thing that happens when it gets this hot. Mm. Is they say it's coming from the East Bay. And anyway.
Oh.
It's going to be another hot day. But San Francisco always gets that break.
Oh, it is true. It's like built-in air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert all this week. Just have the free Odyssey app, log into it, and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, and that's it. Just like that, you've got a daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to Odyssey's We Can Survive concert. Round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, a meet-and-greet with Benson Boone. Have fun on the East Coast. It's at the end of the month, this concert. It's coming up fast.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So just make sure you get that free Odyssey app and just keep on listening. So it's Friday. There is some new music out. I would love to play some, but I can't. I just don't have I don't know how to do that.
I looked, though, and there is a lot.
There is. So here's a few things. David Gilmour's fifth album is out. He's a Pink Floyd guy.
Mm-hmm.
Luck and Strange is called. LL Cool J has a record out called The Force. As in, I don't know, I guess, like, may the force be with you.
I don't know his new stuff, but his early rap career was huge.
Mm.
It's really good.
This is his 14th album. He has a zillion guests, because everybody has a zillion guests now.
Why wouldn't you?
Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Saweetie, Busta Rhymes, Fat Joe, The Force, LL Cool J. Country fans, George Strait has a record out. There's a name I've heard
already
of.
Downloaded it.
Did you? Why would you download anything? It's just all right.
Well, you know what I mean. I put it in my collection.
Well, you do love the country. What do you think of the Chris Stapleton song?
I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. Cowboys and Dreamers, it's called. His 31st album.
He's a bit... You know what's funny is one of our listeners wrote in and said, if you haven't heard this guy, you should. And so I went, okay.
I
downloaded a couple of the albums. You know, I like this on iTunes. Is it'll say... essential albums.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you the ones by any artist that you really need. And sometimes there's no essential album. And then, you know,
moving on.
Yikes. But anyway, so I got a couple and he's good. I like him. George Strait.
The whole album thing is just interesting these days too. Like, because there are so many artists now who are just putting them out one song at a time. And so I guess once you get to 12, you call it an album or... I don't know how that works.
I'm not injured by that. I grew up listening to records, like the whole record. So for me, I get the whole record. I want to hear the whole thing. I hit play. I get in my car, wherever I'm going, I hit play and I listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested in that, but I realize that attention spans and, you know, data space is limited. Mm-hmm. Maybe for people out there, like to me, if I look at, like, I'd look at my kids' little iPods and it's probably a million singles.
Right.
To me, I would be like, my record collection's a mess. I have to go get the whole record or this is just stupid. Who just listens to one song?
Well,
kids.
Lots of people do, though. You hear a song you love on the radio and you're like, I want to listen to that on repeat forever and ever and ever and ever.
And like I said, I'm an older person used to listening to records, and I like the idea that someone has compiled from start to finish one piece of art.
I'm with you. I love a good album. Although I remember being a kid and being so happy when I got a cassette deck that would skip to the next song. Mm. It would find the spaces between songs because there would always be a couple fillers on, you know, some lousy song stuck in amongst all the songs I loved. Do you remember buying singles, 45s, and you had to put, you know, you had a record player, so you had to put the little, there was like a little widget that you'd have to put in the middle. I don't even know.
Mine were always yellow.
Yeah.
I didn't really buy 45s for music, but we had little 45s for different things as a kid.
Like, yes. Yep.
So I had, whether it was, I don't know if it was a story or a kid song or what, but I did have
Peter
that.
Peter and the Wolf, and like there were a few like that. Remember, they were also made out of vinyl that was like blue or yellow or red.
Sure.
I think that there must have been a pretty good size series of those. They seem pretty like universal. People our age are like, yes, those.
But I don't ever remember
Winnie the Pooh ones.
Yeah, I don't ever remember though going to my local record store and buying a single of some hit song.
Oh man,
I had
boxes of singles, like just so many. And then they came out with this thing, you'd put it over the spindle on your record player and you could stack a bunch of singles, and it would drop them one
like
at a time.
It was like a square thing, but it had the same circle size as the little widget that you're talking about.
And it would, you could set them, right. And then there was that's right. I just remembered there was that arm you could put in and it would hold it all and drop them one at a time. Oh man.
I do remember that square thing though.
Yeah.
It's a rectangle.
It's a rectangle, right.
Dirt, Vin.
But I'm with you.
I know, but come on.
It's so bizarre, these little things you remember. Like kids, I'm sorry that we're talking about record players. Although kids have record players. Like my younger son has a record player, uses it all the time, has a record collection.
Yeah, right, does?
He loves records.
Oh.
Loves them. And he loves to go, like every time he comes here, he's like, oh, I got to go to Rasputin. I got to go to Amoeba. I have these ones I'm going to trade. I'm like, okay, great.
I'd love to hear that.
I'm sure he's got record stores in New York. I would assume.
Your kids are New Yorkers.
I know. It's crazy. I want to be a New Yorker.
You do?
Kind of.
Just because you miss your kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's just been so fun. Like I've visited more in the last, whatever it is, 2 years than I ever have. I think I've been to New York maybe 5 times in my life.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, I grew up in Boston.
Mm.
It was a long drive down to New York. I had no reason to go there. But now I do. Also out today, a new record, is Paris Hilton. Her second album's out today.
Okay.
It's called Infinite Icon. Her guests, because of course she has guests.
Right.
You know, I want to say the first time I ever saw Megan Thee Stallion was on that Paris Hilton cooking show. And she was great. Like so fun and cool and funny. And they were hanging out and Paris is laughing away at her and just.
She is a delight. And it's unfortunate that the first time I heard her name was when she was shot by some dude.
Right.
Because I hadn't heard any music and she makes the news in this shooting. And it was a year or more before a song ever came out.
Well, she probably had songs. I don't know. But she broke that Savage song was the one. That was where it got to us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I saw her on the Paris Hilton thing, I still did not know who she was. All I knew, I had heard of Megan Thee Stallion and I saw them together and I was like, that chick is cool. That's a cool chick. So then this morning, and just a reminder, we talk about it on the show a lot of times. You'll find it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a new Gladiator NFL Pepsi tie-in commercial, mm-hmm. and it stars Travis Kelce and Megan Thee Stallion. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I'm looking at it. What? Wow, isn't that fun? Megan looks great. And then I'm like, I think there was one. I find this vintage one from 2004, 20 years ago. Same thing, like Gladiator, the old movie, Pepsi, the like a Coliseum setting, and an NFL tie-in. It was like for the Super Bowl 2004. And it's Beyonce, Britney Spears, and Pink. And it's kind of this, along the same lines, but it's great. And they're both up right now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I was like, just like that stupid grin you get on your face when you're watching something. You're like, oh, no, this is going to
But you didn't remember it, the original.
I did. As soon as I saw that there was one, I'm like, I told
you
it's the.
Oh, you did remember it. Okay.
Do you remember the, then that was why, because when I was watching Megan Thee Stallion doing her thing over the top of, you know, the buddy, you're young, mm-hmm. But she does a rap. And then I found the other one and went, oh, my God. And I just, you know, the vaguest of memories. But then there's Pink. All three of them singing a verse. Britney's you can skip, but it's kind of fun to see her from 20 years ago. She's just a kid. And it's just funny to see Beyonce 20 years ago, too. I mean, the three of them, just icons forever.
Kids.
Anyway, Paris Hilton, infinite icon. Oh, so Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Trainor, Sia. Someone named Rina Sawayama. That's one of her guests
on
the Paris Hilton record. And then I saw The. Do you remember The?
I, of course I do.
I actually really liked them. And when I worked at this alternative station in St. Louis, when everybody was going alternative, The Point, 105.7, The Point.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing The, and what's the guy's name? Like Matt, I think it's Matt Johnson, right?
Matt Johnson is exactly right. And I'm looking at the hits though, and I don't remember those songs.
It's funny because I also was like, I know The, I know I played The, and
Why do I think The did It's My Life?
No, that's, is that OMD? It's my life. Don't you forget. Jane will know. Jane will come running in here. She'll be like, oh, this is the song.
Well, I'm looking at the list. This is the day. Uncertain Smile. The Beat Generator. Like, I don't recognize any of these songs.
I didn't recognize any titles either. But we played a bunch of their songs.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. And I was like, well, I can't play any. But someday soon, listen to me, someday soon, I'll be like, oh, the, let's listen to some old the hits. And boom, they'll start playing. It's going to be crazy. Oh.
Is it?
It's brand new technology.
Will it be crazy?
It will be crazy. So the, their seventh album is really that guy Matt's album, because he's the only constant that's been in the band the whole time. And they've been around forever now. Ensoulment is the name of the record. So in other...
something
music.
Called This Is The Day is listed as their top song.
I'm sure if I played it, I would recognize it. Because I know we went a couple songs deep into whatever they were doing back in, you know, 1993 or 94.
Oh, 93. Love Is Stronger. Dogs of Lust.
That sounds familiar. Somewhat.
Some Days I Drink. Wait, let me see.
Oh, Some Days I Drink. Which song is this?
Some Days I Drink.
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's slow. Yeah. Cognitive Dissident. Anyway, whatever. Okay. Oh, now turn off. Okay.
Green Day.
Yeah.
There's an offshoot with Billy Joe.
Hot Tub. Was it the... What is it?
Pinhead Gunpowder.
Oh!
Yeah. This is their first song in 16 years, and they've got a new album coming out.
Pinhead Gunpowder.
Yeah. All right. So I looked at it, and I was like, oh, who's in that? Just Billy Joe and three other guys. Pinhead Gunpowder. It's, you know, just four older dudes with Billy Joe in there. He's like forever young, that guy. He just, yeah, he looks older, but not older.
He is prolific.
Oh, he really is.
He really does. And all these bands, you know, he's had a few of these bands where he's like.
Little side projects.
Yeah, just turns up and does a show.
Did a whole thing with Norah Jones, right? Didn't mm-hmm. he do like an Everly Brothers tribute
yeah.
album?
And I saw a post recently with him where he was saying, this is my older brother, and he used to be the drummer in my band.
Oh, funny.
Which, you know.
Yeah. There's another guy now. Well, yeah. He had to get the best drummer. So Pinhead Gunpowder, they say, a touring guitarist by the name of Jason White, somebody who maybe tours with them.
Jason White is in Green Day as well.
Green
Day. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is it's a new album. The name of it is Aunt. It's like Aunt if you didn't put an A at the beginning.
Mm.
It's like Aunt, but it isn't. In advance of its October 18th release, they have unveiled the title track, the first new song in 16 years. And so I did listen to it this morning.
This is the Pinhead Band.
This is the Pinhead Gunpowder. And I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you're like, I would love to hear that new song, because I can't play it for you. And I'm also afraid that they'll be swearing, you know, is that kind of thing.
He has Pinhead Gunpowder, The Network, Foxborough Hot Tubs, The Boo, The Shrives, The Long Shot. So he just does a bunch of stuff.
He's like, whenever Green Day's not on tour, I've got five other projects.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot, he was busy during the pandemic too. Like, I mean, a lot of people were, and especially if you had a studio at your house or access to some kick-ass studio.
Well, and we've talked about artists that have grown up touring have a lot of trouble sitting still.
It becomes how you live your life.
I can't be home for 2 years sitting inside.
That sounds ridiculous.
That's a no.
Stagecoach, the Stagecoach Festival,
mm-hmm.
2025. I think it's 2 weeks of Coachella, and then the next weekend is Stagecoach.
I believe you are right.
Okay. So the Coachella one, they do it's the same lineup for the most part, I think, both weekends.
Both weekends, right.
So that they can sell for two shows.
Not that I've been. I have not been.
I know. Middle of the desert. It does sound kind of fun, I guess. The Stagecoach Festival for 2025 will feature Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Zach Bryan, and the Backstreet Boys. It's so funny. This is their joke. It's basically the Mount Rushmore of country. It's Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, and the Backstreet Boys. Those are your headliners. So it's like three of the biggest names in all of country music, plus the Backstreet Boys, all in one weekend. So if you haven't visited Indio, California, and you're a country fan,
are they preparing a country playlist to sing for us?
No, and they're not the only pop artist that's on there. It's mostly country acts, Vin, but it's not. It's definitely it's mostly country, but not all the way. Mm. Nelly's there, Goo Dolls, T-Pain, Creed.
Nelly did a good country album.
Well, then there you go. A lot of these people are saying, well, this is where it's happening.
Like, it's Nelly. But it's an album of sort of countrified songs, and it's good.
So let's see here. It's April 25th to the 27th. It'll be the first time that either Zach or Jelly will headline Stagecoach. It'll be Luke's second time. He was there in 2022. And other bands that are playing, Brothers Osborne, Lana Del Rey, Whiskey Myers. I don't know that person. Sturgill Simpson, Shaboozy, who has had the number one song in the country for months now. It's crazy. Midland, Scotty McCreery. He's a guy I want to say he won American Idol 1 year. He's the skinny little kid with the deep, deep voice. And by the way, I'm scratching the surface of this. But if you want to change it up and not just see country stuff, sounds like Nelly has got some country.
Nelly's album is called Heartland. I have it. And there's a bunch of great songs on it. You'll like it. I mean, you won't like it, but other people will like it.
No, if you're looking to get into country, there's a lot of artists that are kind of like opening that door and I think make it easier. You're like, oh, I like Post Malone. Oh, he's doing country. I'm going to be introduced to this stuff and ease my way in.
It's very childish, I think. And I relate it to my childhood very much that I'm a punk rocker.
Yeah.
I listen to punk rock.
It's true.
And you don't put that on.
Right.
Now, as you get a little older, you're like, yeah, I can like punk rock and country and rock and
I like
classic rock.
Music.
Yeah. Art.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Although I hate country music.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Okay. I saw this and said, oh, yes, this is great. Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders in the Building is its fourth season is now rolling, and it's episodic. They don't just dump it all at once.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll just wait it out. Only Murders in the Building has just been renewed for season 5.
How could they not?
I know. It's going to go on and on. It has to. It's so fun. It's
well, and
super
they have
fun.
So many, probably so many actors that go, I want to be on.
There have already been some really sweet little cameos.
Well, I loved that. I had heard that greatest actress of all time, what's her
Meryl
name?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep was on there. No one told me, though, that also it's Ant-Man is on there as well.
Paul Rudd.
Yes, yeah. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is the funniest.
And he's great.
Yes.
But I didn't know. No one even mentioned that
Sting
he's part of that.
Sting is on there.
Yes.
Yeah, Amy Schumer's on there. Mm-hmm. Even the guy, the lady who plays Steve Martin's character's stunt double. I think her name's Jane Lynch.
That's it.
It is?
I was sitting here trying to think of it.
She is, you know, she's a big star in her own right. Mm-hmm. And she was absolutely great on that show. Yeah, it's fun. It's really, I love that the kids are meeting Martin Short and Steve Martin. Like, they are they continue to be geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Genii. So it's been renewed. For
I love the
five.
Way they use Jane Lynch, though, in that one.
Oh my God.
There's one scene where she just goes in as him. Mm. And you're like, that's not exactly a stunt, but okay. It's just funny that there she is. Wait, you're here to talk to me? What?
I like how they're talking to each other across the table, and then they both lean back, they both push their glasses up, they both make an adjustment. It's just great. That show is so clever and cute.
And I will add, because there's a lot of stuff that I would love to watch, but I can't watch it at 7 p.m.
Right.
I'll never sleep. Like, they get me agitated or anxious, or that show is just easy.
Yes, it is. It's like a fun little sitcom.
And based on the name, you might worry that it's going to be a lot. It's not.
No, it isn't. It's really, it has a very gentle pace to it, doesn't mm-hmm. it? My favorite season, though, is season 3. Like, I can't wait for you to watch season 3.
I'm working on it.
Where are you at with it?
Probably one, maybe two episodes in.
Oh, but from season 3?
Yes.
So you know what they're doing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
But I really...
the
way
so
that you want to, you know, fire through a whole season, I don't want to. Mm. And it's cool. We just have different ideas about... I like savoring it. And I like when I put it on that I'm going to take all my attention and put it into this for the whatever it is, 30, right. 40, whatever, however many minutes.
I put in my attention and then I'm like, why would I stop watching this now? It's so good.
You can sit still.
Press play.
I can't.
Press play. Press play.
We're just different human. Like, we're just paced differently.
We are. Yeah. But it seems like the longer I sit still, the better I am at it. It's crazy. Love it. Getting really good at it. Thank you. All right. There's that. Oh, God. I got to say, of all the things my kids watched when they were little, Barney was the one I just was like, someone needs some. First of all the songs are stolen. Like, get that out of there. That's dreck. That's like the worst. And my kids were like, this is great.
Why are you being mean to a purple dinosaur?
I hated that show. I just felt like offensive to me as an adult. Like, I don't even want my kids anywhere near that. And of course they loved it because I hated it so much. And it's back. Mattel has set a premiere date for the rebooted preschool show. It's coming to Max, whatever that is, and Cartoon Network in October. So, yay. Just fair warning. Well, stay away from that. Don't show your kids that.
That's the one thing that's funny is when I heard about Blippi, I went, all right, I got a little kid. We'll put it on. And it's the modern Mr. Rogers, except he's not nearly anything
as
cool.
Right.
But the kid loved it, watched tons of it, and there's lots of episodes. So, you know, what do you want to do?
Blippi's handing it off. He's just making all the money off of it now.
Yep.
Good for him. That's wonderful. I am out of time, Vincent. What is coming up in
a lot of stuff. Hold on one second here. The best makeout spots in America.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Turns out it's Friday all day. Woo! And this part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. These guys, they got it going on. Radio advertising works. We have seen it happen. We've seen people get huge. Little advertising. We'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose and their new spot, Cantina Jack's. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Here's what's happening. Hot again today. They'd expected for the heat wave to be over, but it's been extended a day, so it's going to continue today. Hot. Little cooler than yesterday, but then the weekend should cool down some, as much as 10 degrees.
All right.
Last night, Kansas City beat the Ravens for the first night of the game, first game of the season, 27-20. Oh. When I went to bed and turned it off, it didn't even look that close. Oh. Like I was all, this is kind of a
blowout.
Well, it's a home game for the Chiefs, and they're pretty good. You may have heard.
Yeah, I've heard
about
them.
In fact, the news yesterday leading up to the game was they've won 2 Super Bowls in a row. And while that doesn't make them anywhere nearly as cool as the 49ers, if they win a third one in a row, that's this year. That's something no one's done.
Right. 3 in a row. That'd be big. And with the Taylor magic, hello.
I don't think they'll do it.
Well, I would like to see us upset that.
Yeah. Let's go Niners.
Go
Speaking
Niners.
Of, the Niners play on Monday Night Football at 5:20. It's a home game, so
Heads up,
Santa Clara. 49ers versus the New York Jets. It's a Niner home game. Also, there's a game tonight, and for some reason, it's just quietly happening.
Yeah.
It's the Green Bay Packers at Eagles from Brazil on Peacock. So you either got to have that or go to a friend's house that's got that or find a bar that's showing it. You know how that goes.
It is weird, though, that it's just no one's talking about it.
These TV rights are a thing, though. Mm. You know, like college football is, I think they signed deals with ESPN for exclusive content.
There must be college games tonight and tomorrow.
Probably, but certainly ESPN has a reason not to lead you to go see this when they've got that. Billions of dollars at stake.
That is actually true. You're right about it.
I just went to the bathroom with Shasky from the game down the hall.
Oh, how fun for you.
That is great. And we got to chatting, and he said, dude, of the 100 top-rated TV shows, 95 are NFL or college football.
Oh, funny. College, too.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that is really...
You mean individual, like, episodes of something. Yep. Funny. It's true. See, that's what people want to watch.
The top 95 of 100 are college and NFL games.
It is so funny to me. And look, I'm not a soccer fan. I could care less. It's like long and boring and nothing really happens. I love football. I think I'll watch a football game.
Oh.
You know, I'll watch that. But the rest of the world is on the soccer thing.
I've enjoyed watching soccer. I don't know enough about the teams, though, to find myself. I loved the World Cup a little bit because you can just kind of go, well, I'm going for the USA.
Sure.
Okay, not there. They're out. I'm Italian. And, oh, and I'm Irish, too. Great. Oh, and I married a Guatemalan lady.
Like,
let me find out who I'm. All right, I'll go for Brazil since they're going to win the whole.
But the whole world cares so much about it. And then we've got our football. And we don't even call their football football. We call it soccer.
Right. Now.
All right.
If you know this radio show,
hello.
And I know a lot of you do. We've been around a minute.
Yep.
You might know the story of how John and Sarah got together on a packy run and they made out at some Camp Wichita.
Camp Yamikis.
Yamikis is what I meant to say.
But Wichita is fun.
Well, I don't remember. But you guys made out at some camp.
Yep.
Like that was your spot.
Yeah. And on the way probably, home from the packy.
Yeah.
It's true.
And to this day, I bet that spot holds a little bit of it. It's part of your story.
Kind of, I guess so. You know, I'd worked there as a counselor and he'd gone there as a kid. So as we were driving down Route 18 in Massachusetts, I was like, hey, that's, and he goes, oh, I went there. I was like, oh, that's so funny. I was a counselor there.
Let's go take a look.
On the way back from the packy,
let's just pull in and see what happens. Oh, sure enough.
That came off. Well, that's weird. Actually, we just made out. We only made out at Camp Amicus. Anyway.
Or did you just change the story when you realized you shouldn't have gotten naked at some kid's camp?
No, please. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Oh.
It was the middle of the night. There were no kids. It was, I think we just made out because I think we were headed back to a party.
I can tell you right now, if I was at that party, I'd be like, where are those two derelicts? I'm waiting on my beer.
Yeah. I think there was a little of that going on. So we had to get out of there.
These are the top makeout spots in the United States of America. So let's see if Camp Yamikis is on the list.
It was a good one.
It's a great spot, huh?
I liked it.
I mean, it's part of your story, but
it is. It's not part of everybody's, though.
Wrangley Lake Scenic Byway in Maine.
Never heard of
Wrangley,
it.
Wrangley, Maine. A1A Coastal Highway, Palm Coast, Florida. Comes in at number 9 on
That's
the places
a makeout?
To make.
I don't understand these. There must
South
be turnouts.
Mountain Park, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
That might. Could that possibly. Well, it says Mountain Park. And of course, you know, the Grand Canyon's the opposite of, so I don't know that they'd call it that.
I don't know.
The 17-mile drive in Monterey, California.
Are there overlooks there?
I have absolutely made out with a lady.
Oh my God, you have?
Yes, the 49er cheerleader that I went out with.
Was that back when you didn't have to pay money to go on the 17-mile drive?
You have to pay?
I think it's 10 bucks.
What?
I know.
Yeah, that would have been back in 90...
Might have been 90. Oh, you think 98? I feel like that was, you were with her when you were in that apartment. I think you were only there for a year, right?
Yeah. So it might have been 90. Yeah. Well, either way,
Then
I met a girl and was with her the rest of the time I was here.
The first time around.
Yes. Red Rock Canyon Scenic Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. Skyline Drive in Virginia. Like for a second there, I went, whoa, we got a skyline? Nope. Hmm. These are the best makeout spots in America. Lookout Mountain Parkway, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That sounds like one, doesn't it? Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga. Okay.
Pikes Peak Highway, Colorado Springs.
Mm.
Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee.
Boy, Tennessee's got a couple places.
And at number one, the number one makeout spot, have you made out? At the Hana Highway, Maui, Hawaii.
I have not. Have you?
I have.
Oh, look at you. You're 2 of the 10.
Although that was one of those trips, and that actually, maybe we didn't make out. We probably did, but she was pretty.
Is this the Road to Hana thing?
Everyone
was sick and pissing and moaning. And
well, it was one of those things where this girl, the girl I'm thinking of, she was like, we should take the Hana Highway. And I was like, we live in the Bay Area. We spend all of our time in cars. You this girl I'm talking to, you are a 1 to 2 hour commute from where I live on any given day.
Yeah.
And you want to go, we're in Hawaii, and you want to get in a car and go drive around. And she's like, yeah, let's go. And I went,
I mean, did she at least, you know.
Well, stuff happened, of course, but I'm just saying, like, you know, one of those things is like, great, I'm going to speed through this thing to get it over with. I don't want to be in a car when I'm in Hawaii.
She, you just couldn't say no to her? Like, no, I'm not doing that. People say don't get tricked into the road to Hana. Like, I've heard that from everyone.
I know, and I could have, but you know when you're...
Do people get sick on the road to Hana?
When you're in general a pill to be around, do you really want to always be that? I was on a vacation with this lady. I wanted to do stuff with her.
And she was all for our next vacation.
Oh, anyway, the road to Hana.
Yeah.
It's the number one makeout spot in America.
Well, I have heard it's beautiful. It's just long.
It's a long drive.
Is it windy? Like, are you getting car sick in roads. That?
I don't get car sick.
Did she get
but
car sick?
She was, yeah.
Oh, boy. You're always dating those car sick chicks.
Well, I mean, and that's one of those things, too. I had the meme up just yesterday because I thought I'd get to it.
Oh, the meme for what?
It's one of those memes that it's been going around for a while now, and it's so relatable to dudes. Actually, it's relatable to everyone. It's guys post this little blurb and then a picture of themselves in the car with their girlfriend or wife. And the statement reads something like, before I met my wife or girlfriend, I just used to crash into the back of every car on the road. Luckily, now I've got someone who can shriek and make and now I don't crash all the time anymore. Oh, and it's so like...
That's great. How good that they were saved by their wife or significant other.
Yeah, crashing into the back of every car every day.
You know, I'd have more sympathy, except that John for sure would have run that stop sign. John does not know that... That is a red light. Just trying to help, Vin.
Yeah.
Just trying to help.
Right. You haven't seen that meme?
I haven't, but it sounds like a good one.
Perfectly appropriate for most relationships. Mm-hmm. Someone in the car is going,
well, you are scaring me with your terrible, terrible driving.
Again, you're right.
Why do you think
I used to always crash into the back of cars, and then I met you, and now I don't.
Now you don't, I'm here to
because
alert
you.
You
are.
You're welcome.
What do you call that sound? What is that
it's
sound?
It's called a twisted intake of air. A desperate, terrified, air-sucking maneuver. Oh.
Yeah.
God, you're a terrible driver.
You're talking to John now.
Talking to you.
What?
You man.
Oh, us man.
Every guy,
it's
every
us.
Girl's going, yeah, it is you. Driving right. Too fast. You think you're in a race with everybody on the road. You won't let the guy with the blinker in, but then you're pissed when the guy won't let you in when you got your blinker in, or you just cut somebody off the thing you were just bitching about. Oh, why do you do it? You know I'm right.
John!
You know what I do now? I sit in the backseat so I can really be a backseat driver.
What?
No, I've for years now. I'll put a kid in the front seat and I sit in the back and I look out the window and I don't talk.
But when it's just you two, you get in the back?
No, I'll be in the front.
Geez.
But then I just try to look out the side window because honestly, he's a terrible driver.
Well, it's important that you save his life every day when you two get in the car together.
I do count on him, you know, being around for a while. So that helps.
Right. What's worth spending 15 minutes on every day? Someone online asked this question.
The spelling bee in the New York Times, obviously.
Is it?
Yes.
That's what you do every day?
Yes.
The spelling bee in the New York Times?
Takes about 15 minutes to do it. And I go all the way to the end of Queen Bee.
Every time.
Sometimes I'll cheat and find the last one.
I know you'll cheat. Yeah. I learned that about you. You're like, I never buy the stuff. What was that game? Bejeweled Blitz? I never buy the... And then later, it comes, drops out of your mouth. Oh, I must have spent thousands on that game.
Thousands of dollars
on
that game.
You told us you didn't.
Oh, maybe I didn't cheat at the time.
Oh, please.
Possible.
Oh. Someone asked the internet, what's worth spending 15 minutes on every day? And a few of these are great.
Okay. Worth 15 minutes a day.
Stretching.
Oh, yes.
Your
that
future
is
self
totally
will thank
worth
you.
It.
Stretch. you say to yourself, and you know, I'm someone who that I was, I've always been naturally limber. Always.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I did, you know, the one thing I was able to do as a teenager.
I can't believe you didn't keep that up.
Well, I didn't because I really wanted to not do that to myself.
Maybe you could be, well, why though?
Because I wanted someone else to help me out with that.
Yeah, but what if there is no one? It's 1 o'clock.
It's time to, anyway, decluttering your space. It's amazing how much lighter you feel. Spend 15 minutes on that. Stretching. Your future self will thank you. I agree.
Yep.
A hobby. Yeah. 15 minutes. It's a way to reserve time for yourself for whatever interests you. It could be crocheting. Mm-hmm. It could be drawing pictures.
Yep.
It could be the crossword puzzle or the
Spelling bee whatever you like.
But 15 minutes a day, give it to yourself. Personal hygiene. Seriously, take the time. They say pamper, but I mean, cut your toenails, man.
Yeah.
You take your shoes off and put on flip-flops and everyone goes, oh, it's because you should probably spend a minute or two. Seriously.
Some people, there's nothing for it, but they just still want to wear flip-flops and you got to let them.
Anyway, personal hygiene. I would say there's probably someone in your life right now going, I really wish that person would put that 15 minutes into that.
Don't even, you can cut that down to 15 seconds. It's called deodorant.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I take it back. You should also shower.
Showering is very good. Yeah. Reading.
Oh, yeah.
I agree 1,000%.
Although you and I probably read things I would not be reading if I didn't have this job for 3 hours a day.
It's totally true.
Yeah. And then I still want to read for pleasure.
And
I love reading.
Part of that, often I'll read stuff and go, that's not for our show.
Right.
And at the end of it, I'm like, I can't use that. If I don't see a way to use it, then right. It's of no use. Reading, meditation, it's hard. It's worth it, but meditation is hard.
I feel like I do some meditation when I'm trying to fall asleep. I do that thing. You remember a few years ago you said you picture a velvet black wall with the words don't think on it?
Mm-hmm.
I do that all
and
the time.
And that was an army technique.
Yeah. Yep. Like you have to fall asleep. You've got 2 hours and you better get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think.
And that's a skill. You have to practice that because quite honestly, you might be pulling that off on easy days, but the most important time to have that mastered is when you have crap going on and you can't sleep and you need to sleep. And if you're not good at it by that point, then you will not be able to go to sleep.
That internal.
You will not beat that thought process off.
Mantra, don't think.
Again, this story is about what's worth spending 15 minutes on every day.
I like the story. It's a good one.
Someone says, and I don't believe this, and I don't agree with it, and I don't even want to read it.
Read it.
A good, unrushed movement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, yes.
One of life's pleasures, it says next to it.
It's lovely. It's great. I have a Sudoku book and I use a little cartoon books. I like to just sit and enjoy myself.
I won't rush, but one of life's pleasures?
Yeah, it's nice.
No, it's not.
You feel lighter afterwards. Like, oh, that was nice.
If someone, let me ask you a question.
Must you? Couldn't we just move on from this?
No, I just want to ask you a quick question.
Right.
If someone invents a way for evacuation to just go poof, there's no more, you don't need to anymore.
Okay, great.
Oh, you wouldn't be like, but I would miss one of life's pleasures.
Would I miss it?
I wouldn't.
I don't know. I feel like if it wasn't a need anymore, then I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't know. I have never thought about it like that. If I could make that go away, would I want to?
I would. Because there's tons of times when I feel like, I got better stuff to do than this.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, I just have better stuff to do than that.
You can't relax for a couple minutes by yourself.
No, I mean, I can. I don't, like I said, I'm not going in there and trying to like hurt myself. I realize that you can do that.
Yeah, you got to just like let things happen.
Relax. But I'm just saying, if it went away without that, I would be like, yeah, I like it.
No, that would be good, I guess.
Right? Making a to-do list. These are things worth spending 15 minutes on. Connecting with a friend. It gets more important as you age. You find yourself going, I have let a lot of important relationships just flap out there in the wind. And then you reconnect and you go, that was so satisfying and so worthwhile. And we both feel great from it.
Yeah.
It's important. Playing an instrument, writing, calling your mom, looking for a new recipe. Really? Sex.
Nah, that's not that important. 15 whole minutes. Come on. We there got all day.
That's 15 minutes. Mm. From first kiss to here's your prize.
Could we cut it down a little bit?
No.
Why don't you just call me when you're close? Just let me know.
I don't know why that has to be such a negative thing in your life.
It's not negative. It's just not important to me. I mean, I get that it's important to you, though. So on that, from that standpoint, I'll do it.
It's weird, though, that it's unfortunate, I should say. Not weird. It's unfortunate that, and I can't speak for all the men's of the world, and certainly there are plenty of gay men, but for a guy who's heterosexual, that might be one of the most beautiful and best possible ways you can spend any time in your life. And the lady on the other end of that, the receiving end of that, is like, tick, tick, I got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
What?
I know, it's a bummer. It really is a bummer that there's so much design to, like, animal life and why we like certain things and the hormones that make us do the and just, like, why is it that after... Since the dawn of humans, the women are less interested in this. And I'm not saying all women, but the women are less interested than the men. Like, why do the men agree to this marriage thing where that's like, that's the lady? It's just weird the way society...
It is weird the way that it works, isn't it?
It's weird the way that society has arranged itself.
I can't think of a more beautiful thing on earth.
What if it was like a disease thing? They were like, well, you just stick with the one person and then, you know.
Well, I would stick with the one person. I'd just like her to, you know, enjoy this with me.
Mm, but she doesn't. So
now what? Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Just can't win that argument with you.
Well, you. Not with me. I mean, I'm telling you how I feel. I'm sure there's plenty of chicks who want a bone all the time. I don't know any of them, but I'm sure they exist. 800-400-3697.
707 says, and you know. You're thinking about it. You texted us. 707 says, I'm 39, work from home and have two kids. I failed to foster my friendships over the last few years and I'm lonely.
Aw.
Reach out.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Do it. Your friends who probably have missed you will love to hear from you and be like, yeah,
hi.
I'll join you for
coffee or what have you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It does take a little effort, but we are
social
absolutely
creatures.
Social animals, as you speak of, and it's... There's no question that life can get in the way of that, but then you meet with a friend for a few minutes and you give each other a good solid hug goodbye when you part and you'll drive away with a dumb smile on your face going, thank God I did that.
Mm.
You really will.
Yeah, I had breakfast with Donardo yesterday and it was like, oh, just like, it's just an hour out of your life and get, like we're caught up. It's great.
It's wonderful, mm-hmm. isn't it? I don't have a time for the rest of these. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have this great story about Linkin Park, of all people.
Mm.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.